Hey everybody, welcome to Epic Soapbox. I'm your host, Silent Moses.
Darkwing.DJ.
Sir.
E-Trinity7.
Vendetta.
Where we talk about everything from anime, games, movies, and anything else we can think about with our crazy friends.
That's Epic Soapbox. E-P-O-C-H Soapbox.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. I need for y'all to lift your hands in this place right now. Give God the praise and the glory right now in the Father name of Jesus. Lord, deliver these people right now, Father God. Deliver this body. Lift your hands. Give the God the glory in this place in the building, Lord. God bless the brothers and sisters. Come on, man.
First off, they wouldn't celebrate Jesus in Wakanda. They've never been colonized. This nigga.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Epic Soapbox Club. I'm DJ Trinity, Duckwing Duck the God, and Angela D. We have a special guest in the building.
Woo! Billy.
Cheese steak. You bald-headed demon.
I was actually going to start the podcast with that. You bald-headed demon. I need to go watch the movie again. I think that's improvised.
It might be. It more than likely was.
I think it was, too.
Because the look on her face when he says it is like...
She's like, hold on.
Like she almost broke character. Like,
we about to stop acting in a minute.
Keep filming.
Keep filming.
What's the dude in the back of his head? Like, please keep filming before she hit me.
Hey, it was a joke.
Go to my Spotify, guys. Hold on. Brown sugar, babe. You lost her in love. What's
the middle of Spotify?
We can just open Lofi.
We always do Lofi. Play the Black Panther soundtrack.
That could be a thing.
My Lofi.
Why is your Lofi on my Spotify? No, we got a problem now. Hold on, man.
We clearly have an open Spotify on this TV in a minute.
Baby, me down your photo.
Whoa. I know I said they don't celebrate Jesus in Wakanda, but I don't think they do that either.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back in the building.
Yeah, I just don't quite think they do that either.
Who the hell is this Jesus Christ that you speak of? You talking about the man on the 2x4? We don't celebrate the white man. We might have put him on the 2x4, but no, we don't celebrate the white man here. We celebrate Boss the Black Panther.
Oh my God. That makes me have more of a problem with that goddamn post now. It was a post I seen somebody was talking about that they wouldn't go see Black Panther because during the first movie when they went to the astral plane, ancestral plane that they
20.
That when they went to the astral plane, that they had to pray because they felt like it was demonic. So let me get this straight, you ignorant motherfucker. You think in an uncolonized part of Africa that they would have got to know Jesus? Every one of you idiots. Yeah, y'all, we good without y'all coming to see us.
Yeah. Till our child's like, Mommy, I talked to Grandma last night.
What?
Oh, yeah, nah.
But before we do that, I need you to speak up. I can barely hear you.
Yeah, you might want to hold it to your mouth. No joke. There's no joke there.
Is her volume all the way up?
Yeah, appears to be. I don't know, maybe turn it down to 15.
So I don't know if it's near the mic at this point, because it's here.
Say something.
Hello.
Yeah, it may be you.
It may be me? Oh.
But I'm not speaking any louder than I usually would.
Hey, it is what it is.
Anyway, finally, after 25 years, Ash Ketchum has finally won his first world championship.
Let's go!
And with him winning his first championship, there is a very strong chance that this is his last year.
Thank you, thank you. He didn't catch them all, though.
He did not catch them all. But he did get his world championship, so that's all we can be thankful for at this point.
I mean, there's really nothing else that he can do now, because he did what he set out to do.
He can start catching some fucking legendary Pokemon. That's what he can do.
Could he, though?
Yeah, like, stop being fucking friends with him.
Evolve, motherfucker. Bulbasaur. Evolve, motherfucker.
I was going to say, Bulbasaur has been a fucking Bulbasaur for 20 fucking years.
Yeah, those Squirtle and all them.
This nigga's a terrible Pokemon trainer.
By the power of friendship, you don't have to wake your monkey ass up. Wake up. They don't know who I'm talking about, Philly.
It's crazy that he won a week before the new Pokemon game comes out, because obviously with everything, there's a new series. So.
With him not in it.
Has he evolved any Pokemon other than Charizard?
Yeah, I think
a couple of them.
He got a Greninja by itself, right?
No, it started out as the base form.
Yeah, so he did, but it's just very rare.
This nigga is a fucking terrible Pokemon trainer.
Or is he smart? You open a battle, you got a fucking level 50 fucking whatever, and then this little ass Bulbasaur comes out to
evolve. A couple fully evolved Pokemon that he got in base form. He didn't evolve his Cyndaquil all the way.
How do you not evolve Cyndaquil to Typhlosion?
Yeah, here's all his Pokemon.
Has a Dragonite?
Yeah, he had a Dragonite from the first series, I believe, or second series.
Then they hit him with a pan, and then he flew off with the mail. Or was that the Pokemon movie?
No, I think that was the series.
That was?
I think so, yeah.
Where the Dragonite had the mail, and then the Team Rocket had that pan, and they stopped his ass in like mid-flight?
That was in the series, yeah.
Really? Damn. Your wife looks like one of the Doja Milaje. I don't even think I said that right.
Dora Milaje?
Yeah, what you said.
I need to look up the story. Y'all talk.
Takeoff was killed. His funeral was on Friday.
Yes, it was.
R.I.P. to Takeoff.
Who, I think is in, they were in Texas. They said they know who was involved with it, and it's going to be raining bodies eventually.
There's a chance that it was a hit instead of just random. So.
The first rumor was that it was somebody from his camp, from the Migos camp, not accidentally, kind of just reacting to a situation happening there.
Yeah.
And he accidentally hit Takeoff. The next rumor that I heard was that it wasn't somebody from their camp. It was actually somebody from Jay Prince's Junior's camp.
Yeah.
And that later they found that person's body.
Oh.
And
in an alleyway, something like that.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
But the problem is like, what do they got the gang from doing that shit? Like, why? Like, remember that TikTok that I sent you with 21 Savage? He was like, yeah, man, take off. He stays to himself. If he arguing with somebody, I'm taking the other dude did something wrong because he's very reserved. He stays to himself. He does his music, does whatever he does, and then he goes about his business. He ain't no bitch. I'm sorry, y'all. Hold on a minute. I know what I'm going into the gym on Monday with. I'm going to play Black Panther, and I'm going to be in that motherfucking gym going crazy, bro. Like, who the hell is in there? Leave the Black Panther alone.
Not only did Batman pass away, but the voice of Batman passed away as well from after battling cancer.
Damn, I didn't even know he was battling cancer. You hear that fuzziness? Or is that me?
I do. And I don't know what's causing it, but
it's one of the chords, probably. We'll fix that shit.
Kevin Conroy was 66. His legacy will never be forgotten, obviously, because he did such.
Batman. Batman animated series, one of the top fucking animated series of me not growing up. Then, and he did Batman Beyond. And he did one of the newer Batman series, and he did the voice of Batman in, I don't know if it was all the Arkham games, but he lended his voice into the games as well.
Yeah, so, very tragic and sad news, but at least he's no longer in pain, and he can rest finally now.
You know what's so crazy is that we're getting a lot of, like, actors and voice actors and actresses and, like, rappers. A lot of people are dying, and some of it's from gang violence or car accidents. Old boy from Will and Grace.
Leslie Jordan.
He died in the...
Just, last week?
Yeah, and then a lot of these actors and actresses, they got sicknesses and nobody really knows about it until it happens. And it's like, holy shit. How the hell did he die? Oh, he was battling cancer. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, I just had that whole thought process all over again after watching, or going, still watching Will and Grace, because Gregory Hines was on the show for a minute, and he died of liver cancer, and nobody knew he had it until he died. Only a couple of his close friends knew, so, I mean, they silently fight these battles, but I don't know if it's more so that they can just deal with it in privacy, which is mainly that, probably. Deal with it in privacy and have their peace as they try and deal with this, or, but, you know. It's their lives, their choices, their decisions to keep that private or shame.
But I also think it's like the way that people handle it in the world and some shit like that. I think it might be your cord.
Yeah, I just want to say,
either way, I think it's because, you know, with publicity, with the paparazzi and shit, and then getting in the news, oh, why was he sick? Oh, and then people start coming out slandering the name and shit like that. I think that's one of the biggest reasons why a lot of people keep that shit to themselves. And then, like, same thing with Chadwick Boseman, like, he was sick, and you saw he was deteriorating, and people like, oh, he's on crack, or yada, 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 it's a movie role, and then when you find out what it was, it's just like, oh, shit, damn, my bad.
Learn to shut the fuck up. That's what you do.
Yeah, one of the actors from The Five Bloods, one of his last movies, said that every time they cut a scene, people, like, rushed to Chadwick and were, like, pampering him and stuff. And he was thinking that, oh, all this fame and stuff got to Chadwick's head, he all that. And then it was them taking care of him because he was literally struggling as hard as he was.
He's fucking dying.
You know? I was like, what you should do is learn to shut the fuck up and mind your own damn business.
Mind your own motherfucking business.
Mind the paycheck that pays you. Yeah, that is your part. Because when you just shifted it just then, it did another sound. But, okay. What do we all rate the movie?
I said it wasn't going to be a 10.
I said it was going to be like a 8.5, no, a 7.5 or 8. and it did exactly what I thought it was going to do, and I give it an 8. They came out the box at the beginning of the fucking movie, and that shit was just like, it was good. I gave it an 8.
8.
I gave it an 8 as well.
Yeah, because I wasn't going in expecting it to be like a 10 out of 10 movie, because, I mean, all the sequels, and then also with it being them building up for Phase 4, it wouldn't necessarily
be Phase 5,
it wouldn't necessarily be Endgame level stuff, but it had the action stuff that it would in a Marvel movie, but it also would be difficult for them to continue on without Chadwick, so I didn't go in with it being like, it's going to have the cultural impact that the first one had, so...
What was the first point you were about to make about the other sequels?
Because some of the other sequels don't necessarily aren't as good as the first, but they're still good. If that makes sense. I don't know.
No, I get you. And for the...
Marvel set it up to be like, yeah, all right, we're going to come out the box.
That does make sense.
Yeah, we're going to come out the box and give y'all something, and then we're just going to scale it down to keep
the box to get you hooked.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, you're in.
Yeah, because I definitely don't think Iron Man 2 was better than the first one. I don't think Thor 2... I think they're about the same, Thor 1 and Thor 2.
Yeah.
The only one that I can say definitely is the contradiction to that is Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe Far From Home?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay.
I'm not talking about No Way Home. I'm talking about Far From Home.
I like Far From Home better than Homecoming.
Okay. Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I think they're about the same.
Yeah.
Well, I think with all the Tom Holland Spider movies, they got better each time, though.
So. Yeah.
So.
Ant-Man and the Wasp was better than the first one.
Yes. Quantumania is going to be crazy.
Am I forgetting something in there?
No.
The sequels or the storyline?
Doctor Strange? Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness was better.
It wasn't better than the first one.
Yes.
But then when you also think about it, it's not just a Doctor Strange sequel. It's like...
It ties into the multiverse.
Then it goes to Endgame, WandaVision, Doctor Strange 2. So it's like... Multiple movies leading up to like sequels and stuff. So I mean, I don't know.
But you guys also have to remember, they can't come out the box every phase with some epic shit all the time. They have to go back to the drawing board and be like, all right, we're gonna start. We're building something.
Demetrius, this part is for you.
Who's Demetrius?
From our group chat.
Oh, yeah, Demetrius, look, you son of a... Hey, respectfully, look, you have to fucking storytell. That's what WandaVision was for. That was what Loki was for. That was what She-Hulk was for. She-Hulk was good. She-Hulk was decent. I'm not going to say that it's in, like, my top five or what have you. It's in the top 10, but it did what it was supposed to do. To a certain extent. It did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, like you said, it did exactly what it was supposed to do. I don't know where I would put it. Because there are series there that are much better, via like Loki, WandaVision.
I mean, but like we were saying, they're building up to was it Phase 6? That's
five.
All the
yeah.
No. What I'm saying is like with the Avengers Secret War, they're building up because She-Hulk is in Secret Wars, like. All of these people are in Secret Wars, so they're just fucking building the fucking story. So when everything does happen, it's like, oh, that makes sense. Miss Marvel? That was a good fucking show.
I love Miss Marvel.
Namor is a fucking mutant. Fuck y'all talk about.
I was a mutant. You said the thing about Mr. Beast before
yeah.
we get into the
oh,
Black
yeah.
Panther.
It might have been the past or. Like past couple days.
Oh, 185 million opening weekend. But go ahead.
There's a situation in Greenville, South Carolina, because somebody had posted on social media that Mr. Beast is making an appearance at a Piggly Wiggly and was planning on paying for everybody's groceries. Obviously, if you hear Mr. Beast is coming, you're going to show up because he's about to do some good shit. Because he's always been that type of generous person. All his videos are him giving stuff away and spending money on other people. So, word got out that he was supposed to be showing up at Piggly Wiggly by everybody's groceries, and people showed up, people filled up their carts,
And then management came through and said Mr. Beast isn't coming, and the store was left with a huge mess. Customers left their carts behind that were overflowing with stuff, and they actually had to shut down the Piggly Wiggly for a couple hours to restock and clean up everything.
Goddamn niggers.
And the TikTok,
but we was kings.
The TikTok that I saw, the guy reached out to Mr. Beast and was like, what happened? And Mr. Beast replied back and said that he had spoke with the manager of Piggly Wiggly trying to get permission to bring in the cameras and do the act of kindness, and they're doing act of kindness all week in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And some of the employees found out and then posted about it. And he wasn't trying to do that. He was just trying to come in, pay people's groceries, and get out. He wasn't trying to make this like a whole big spectacle. So that's what happened. People were trying to blame Mr. Beast, but it was really the employees.
Yeah. First of all, there's supposed to be like a kind of thing against that in most companies.
Well, when you're trying to make quota and something, and a motherfucker that's gonna make your fucking quota is gonna come through and buy at your fucking store, yeah, those rules and regulations tend to go out the fucking window.
No, but I'm saying past that. Whenever, so say like when I worked at Verizon, we would know things about phones and stuff way before the public would know, but we couldn't talk to, we couldn't say, yo, the next iPhone gonna do this, the next Samsung gonna do this. Because we were under contract and agreement that if we were to post anything like that, it could lead to termination.
Yeah.
So I just feel like there has to be like some kind of violation that happened with the employees doing that.
Oh, somebody got fired.
Yeah, some people definitely got in trouble. But yeah, some people were pissed off at Mr. Beast. They were like, oh, he needs to show up like he said he would. But he didn't show up because security reasons, for one, because like anybody could have walked up in there, and then it's Mr. Beast. He always has some type of money on him. But
I was going to say, now, I do think probably what could have been a thing he could have did was like, yo, I'm not going to show up. But as I've worked it out with you, Mr. Manager or Mrs. Manager, that you know I'm good for it.
Yeah.
So whatever they have, just send me the bill. And, you know, we could have worked it out like that. But
yeah. Some people were saying that Mr. Beast should do something for the employees because they got stuck cleaning up that mess. But then, with it also being the employee's fault for leaking it. Yeah, so he's like, well, the employees leaked it. It turned into a whole big thing. I wasn't trying to get involved like that to what it be. So.
Yeah, like I said, that might would have been the thing I probably would have did. Like, all right, so yeah, I'm not finna come. Like, it is a safety concern now.
Yeah.
And especially with stuff like Takeoff in the News, P&B Rock, not too long ago.
Yeah.
Definitely somebody that's of a more publicized stature, I guess I'll say,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, it could be more of a security risk. And
yeah,
I'm
Mr.
not going to risk
Mr.
going
Beast
out.
Mr. Beast is not like a,
yeah.
He ain't no swole motherfucker either. And his entourage really ain't a bunch of.
I mean, he's tall, but he's not like.
He ain't no Jason Momoa.
No, I'm just saying he would probably have more relative fame than the Migos.
Right.
Yeah.
Or hip hop artists. So.
Yeah.
It definitely becomes more of a security concern to just randomly pop out somewhere.
Yeah, so I mean, hopefully he gets to keeps doing his act of kindness. He's been doing it all week from what I saw.
Thanksgiving is in 2 weeks, so he's definitely going to be.
Yeah.
And what people have to understand, like, we can't. Y'all gotta be humble as fuck, bro, because the people give back to the communities because they want to and they know where they came from. And Mr. Beast, he's just doing it out the kindness of his heart. We were talking about T.I. going to Target and all these people doing this stuff. They don't have to do it, but they're just showing their appreciation for the people who made them famous.
Yeah, oof. I done had this argument way too many times. Because he's under the belief that, like, oh, if you have more, you should give more or whatever. And I go, well, what do you give? Like, me and him had a drag down argument one day where I basically had...
Who was him?
Damien.
But
just letting him know. Because he was saying whatever. And I was like, I can prove you're a hypocrite, like, in a matter of seconds if you want to. And then he said something like, okay, like, your argument is that you spend to get your court doing that. Like, your argument is you spend what you need or whatever. And he was like, yeah. Alright, you have a Switch. Tell me why the fuck you need a Switch. Even if you bought it on clearance or whatever, tell me why the fuck you need a Switch.
To beat the children with.
Alright, so you don't need one. Any video games that you bought on the motherfuckers, you needed them or you wanted them? That was a desire of yours, right? So no, quit trying to say that you only spend what you need, because any of that money that you bought for your Switch, your PlayStation TV, your Vita, your this, you could have donated somewhere. And as you didn't, quit trying to tell other motherfuckers that make their own money about how to spend theirs.
Preach. What is Billy Bob Thornton playing?
What's the soundtrack?
I guess that would have been when they went to Talakan?
Yes.
I think she's 4.
No, I'm 4.
And you're pulling 4.
No, I'm 5. I'm sorry. I'm
sorry. Oh, let's see if that works.
Hopefully this thing is long enough.
That was she said.
I don't know who she is, but, you know, your wife is here, so that probably makes sense.
Yep, that is much better.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. Y'all listen to me.
Alright, so are we ready to talk about Black Panther 2? So once again, this is going to be spoiler filled. Last chance.
Yeah. Spoilers from here on out. And anybody following me on Facebook or friends with me on Facebook, I'm spoiling this motherfucker Monday morning.
So do we want to go from the beginning of the movie to the end?
T'Challa has a kid.
So this is on backwards.
Exactly. I'm for it. Anyway.
We went in expecting the funeral for T'Challa to be at the very beginning.
Woo!
What we did not expect is for us to not necessarily see him dying, but they're in the process of trying to save him from dying. And then he dies. And we're just like, wait, that was really...
Fury was doing everything in her power to find something to keep his ass alive. And whoo!
Trying to make an artificial heart-shaped herb.
How did y'all feel about that?
The artificial herb?
Nah, just like that whole scene.
It was jarring, because I wasn't expecting it to be, like, them in the process of trying to save him. Like, I thought we were just going to open with the funeral, and, like, there'd be, like, a news announcement saying the king of Wakanda, T'Challa, has died. But, nah, it was, like, them in the lab, and him on the table in the back, them trying to save him. It was, like...
Siri went through hell.
I have mixed feelings about that.
Explain.
Because I feel like... The argument can be made that you're using his death in a capitalistic way.
I'm not sure. I mean, he died in the movie the same way he died, probably.
And, yeah, that's what I'm saying, in real life.
He was sick, he didn't tell nobody, only close family and friends knew. And then.
So you're using the situation for financial gain. The argument can be made. Other than them. And the argument also can be made about them finding a creative way to, like, honor him in the movie via him dying.
And they probably did talk to his wife about it.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
She's definitely been very involved with the situation. He was actually in the 2020 interview that they did for Black Panther and everything. So, she was saying that when he got sick or got worse, they got married and established the assets. He's like, I just want them to have college in my name and all this stuff. So she's been doing everything that he's asked of her in his passing. So I'm sure that her and Ryan discussed it to be like, how do you want this to show?
Wait, they got married?
Yeah, they got married.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his wife.
No, because they still went through, like, some legal process about his assets and stuff.
I think they did. But no, I think they were legally married when he passed.
Yeah, but I'm wondering why would there have been a legal process if they were married?
You know they gotta put paperwork towards certain shit because, they just got married.
But that's what I'm saying. If the point of me getting married is to solidify this. I don't see what goes. I would imagine that they would have done their due diligence to like put the paperwork in order. So I just don't imagine after his death, and I can show you all the paperwork is in order, what fucking process that we had to go through about other people. Fuck them.
Not saying that his wife is that type of person, but, you know, with certain females in this world, they get married to a guy that's of high stature, and then next thing you know, he passes away. Next thing you know, well, y'all not going to do this because I'm the wife, and y'all can't put his name in the...
But that's part of becoming the wife. That you have such said power to do that.
Hence why there was probably a lot of, you know, with his assets and all that paperwork and shit.
There shouldn't be a thing. And I'm hoping that she's not that kind of person either. But I just wish...
I don't think she is.
Because
she's
that
not.
Interview, she just seemed very genuine, and she was like, I don't know how I got so lucky to be loved by this person.
I was going to say, because as a husband, if something were to happen to my wife, that...
Nothing's going to happen to you. Matter of fact, get the hammer.
No. But I'm saying, if something were to happen with my wife, legally, I would expect whatever thing to happen, whether it's insurance, whatever, to come to me. And I don't want to hear about fighting or whatever because we're married. That's the whole point of us being married.
That sounds like Gideon for a little bit.
Yeah, but... Yeah, so I just don't get that. But also, I didn't get Dr. Dre's thing with his wife with the divorce once they said that there was a prenup found. And after that, they still...
It's in a box in the basement,
what
probably.
What the story was is, per her, that they had a prenup. But then he ripped up the prenup, telling her, like, I completely trust you or whatever. We'll do away with it. And then in court, it was produced. So I'm like, no matter what she say, that if, for one, that's, I don't know if it's hearsay because it's them two. But I'm like, that's her word versus mine. As we were the only two there, I'm telling you I didn't rip it up. And she's telling you I did.
And I got a physical copy.
Copy of the prenup. What the fuck are we arguing about?
Yeah.
Well, ma'am, you can't get half of Beats. You can't get half of Forgot About Dre. Well, you're going to forget about Dre in a little bit. But,
but...
We got your dad to right.
I don't even know what ended up happening with their divorce. I just know that I heard that the prenup was produced, and then they still went on with legal proceedings after that. And I was like, I don't know how that's the thing. But
he's a black man in America with a lot of money. Hence why a motherfucker will get his card as soon as he possibly can. I'm not taking no fucking chances, nigga.
Nigga's going to be in the hospital. Yeah, Dad, let me just get this off you. Hey man, quit fighting. Stop.
Go to the light.
But Scripps, back to what?
Well, Scripps was saying while we were in the movie theater or while we were on our way home, these Marvel so-called villains now that they're coming up with, they have logical reasons for the shit that they're fucking doing, bro.
Not yet.
Another quick,
not yet.
Real
not
quick
yet.
About the funeral. Why were there no Avengers at the funeral?
Because, you know, Wakanda handles their own shit.
Do you want the white man in the country?
I mean, it's...
You went and got Everett Ross?
No, here's the thing. The Avengers doesn't exist anymore right now.
And this is after Endgame.
This is after Endgame. The Avengers don't exist right now.
But still, you don't think, like...
Captain America would have showed up?
He's not Captain America. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't think Bucky would have showed up?
Bucky should have showed up. Because Bucky's owes a lot to them.
They snapped that nigga's arm off.
I think it goes back to them being like no white savior.
Yeah.
Because Ross was just assistant. He was like, hey, this is the update. And they're like, all right, cool. So I think it was just more so them just trying to get away from, like, we don't want a white savior.
mostly Avengers are white.
And then it was more like they probably have traditions in place for them to be like, when we do stuff like this, it's home. It's family.
And with Wakanda just still being kind of fresh to the whole global inclusion of shit and being who they really are, the high-tech advanced society that they are, it's like, we don't trust y'all. Because, like, with the way the movie opened after the funeral and they do the 1 year later, it's Queen and the UN and France and the US are like, you're not sharing your resources. And she's like, why would we give y'all vibranium? Why the fuck? And then she's like, not only that, one of y'all attacked us last night.
It was the French.
Your soldiers. There's your soldiers.
And then they brought the soldiers in that they captured.
Gangster, boy.
That was the flex.
Spoke to the woman in French and was like, here you go.
Yeah, these belong to you, right? We should behead these niggas in here.
Angela Bassett did a wonderful job, bro. She
Angela Bassett acted her ass off in this fucking movie.
Yes.
They're saying there's talks of her getting nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, she deserved it. Yeah. She acted her ass off.
And matter of fact, make the Oscar fucking purple and black. Get her a Wakanda Oscar.
Everyone did a great job because I know there was a lot of pressure on them to do this movie without Chadwick. And so, like the post I made the other day, it was like they didn't lean on his absence too heavy. It wasn't like, oh, what would T'Challa do? This and that. It was like, our king is gone. We have to
keep moving on.
We have to keep up Wakanda because we can't let it fall. So, and I mean, they showed each of them going through their own versions of grief because the queen. She kind of got through all the stages of grief, but she was still mourning.
She did a phenomenal fucking job on trying to balance, like, being the queen of Wakanda and dealing with the death of her son. Like,
oh, nah. When Shuri told her about the burning of the clothes, and she said, Mama, if I start grieving,
I'm going to burn.
It won't be those clothes that'll be burning. It'll be the world and everybody in it.
Sherry was.
I said, yo.
Yo.
She felt like she should have been able to save her brother.
Yeah. Because she's been working on the heart shaped herb and hadn't succeeded by the time he passed. So she felt responsible. Because she didn't even know he was sick until the last minute, from what I.
Yeah. He didn't tell her.
He didn't tell anybody besides Nakia and his mom.
Yeah.
So. So yeah, no, she felt responsible, so that's why she was still very angry about the whole thing and was like,
I'm maybe if you had given me more time.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't want to put the burden of, I guess, in the movie for the character. I guess he didn't, like Killmonger said, he's a noble king, so he didn't want to put the pressure of that on his people.
I would definitely see him having it like a private struggle where he's like, I can't let my people worry about me because I have to be strong for them. The Black Panther represents strength, so I have to be strong.
We're going to talk about more of that scene later, but I love the fact that Killmonger did not talk negatively about T'Challa.
Yeah.
I love that.
He was like, he was noble.
James, if you listen to the podcast, you were loud as fuck, bro, when he popped up on screen.
Loud every movie.
That mother.
How we go in? I'm like, don't talk. And he's like, what are you talking about? I don't ever talk. Sir, lie in my face. Lie in my face again. You talk every movie we go to.
When they went to the, when the queen took Suri to go through the burning of the clothes so that way she can grieve, and then Namor pops the fuck up.
I have a question about that, too.
What?
So, in the first movie, they made it a thing saying that you could not basically come into Wakanda or pass a certain point in Wakanda unless you had that mouth tattoo.
Yeah.
Now, I do understand that you had Infinity War happen since then, that you've had Endgame happen since then, but as we just discussed about, like, no Avengers being at the funeral, if you're making Wakanda basically closed off again, why wouldn't that still be a thing? How would Namor and them get in?
Does the security water. Go through the water and to the base of the...
And that's how he got in.
I don't
know. Yeah, that's
probably the only reason he got in, because it doesn't go there.
Because nobody was thinking, you know what, there's probably a civilization underwater.
Right.
But even in that, like, because they're still like, oh, when he comes out of the water,
they're still on TV.
You're so stupid. But, because even then, they're still confused. Like, how the fuck did you get in here? Like, even though they see him come out of the water, they're like,
but they probably didn't know he, like, was, like, living underwater and came in that way. They probably thought he, like, kind of came in, dipped underwater, and then came back out. That's what I'm thinking at this point, because I'm not thinking that their security goes deep underwater like that, because when you come in, you're probably on the surface of the water or you're coming in the air.
And the queen was ready to take that nigga's head off.
Boy, what?
They picked up some spear, and she was just like, who the fuck are you?
But you know what I also thought about when that nigga came up out that water? That she made Shuri leave her goddamn beef. Said, boy, had they had her, be like, yo, y'all niggas get here now.
ASAP.
But now, with Namor's introduction, he had a valid point, because at this point, everybody's searching for vibranium, and the Wakandans don't know that there's vibranium outside of Wakanda. Because they grew up thinking that the meteor only hit their lands, and that's where it was. But like Sherry mentioned before, it's possible that there was a second meteor and it hit somewhere else, and it could have hit in the water, because the Earth is mostly water.
Or it's possible, hell, that the meteor was a bigger meteor and it broke off.
So there's a bunch of vibranium in the water that they just never knew about. So, which
they showed us with the city of Talakay, because all of that shit is vibranium.
Yeah, and then that piece of vibranium they found in the, that they were searching for with that the machine that
yeah, that didn't work out for them.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
At all.
At first, it was like Wakandans. I'm like, really?
Which I wonder, how were they sensing that the machine was being used? They never really did explain that, but
I guess it might have been more so. I think
these niggas communicate with the fish.
No, because remember, because when they hold on.
Namor mentioned hearing about the announcement of Wakanda and vibranium and stuff, but he probably was under this assumption like, well, vibranium.
And how do these niggas get news?
But then he sends fish up to the top and was like, all right, let me know what the fuck is going on.
No, I'm just talking. I'm just trying to find
out.
But I think also, you know, when the vibranium hit, and the when the vibranium hit in Wakanda in the first movie, and then it gave them the plant because of the vibranium, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with
and
them,
similar for Namor.
Yeah. So they would have some type of sense of it since they're underwater. I think that's the reason why they could sense that. They were using they were sensing a machine to search for the vibranium underwater.
Or maybe they, yes.
Yeah.
It's the vibranium reacting to it.
And since everything in their city is made of vibranium, they're going to notice that, yo, something's off. Yeah. Then they took the suit. They're like, we can't find what's because he turns around and motherfucker was gone.
Yeah, that. Namor was like, look, y'all exposed Wakanda and vibranium, and now they're searching for it, and the rest of it's with us in the ocean, which means if they find vibranium in the ocean, they're gonna find us, and that's gonna be a problem.
The scene when they were on the I guess the oil rig type situation, and then the sirens were in the water, and people were just like, yeah, what the? They were just dropping bodies in the fucking water.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah.
And dropping the water, they came up and fought. Fight too.
I think that one of the biggest issues that I didn't like was that they automatically assumed, which is understandable. Oh, it was the Wakandans. It was the Wakandans.
They didn't know that they existed. So they
I get that, but we automatically assume it's the Negroes.
They exist.
Yeah. They were like, who else would attack us when we're hunting for vibranium besides Wakandans? So they're trying to keep it to themselves.
It was the Negroes that did it. Like, they
but,
don't know
I
that
say,
they...
But technically, even at the end of the movie, they don't know that they exist. Because Shuri them never told them. They just told them that there's another power.
Witnesses were like, the people are blue and stuff like that.
The Avatar people.
A couple witnesses that were so alive.
Yeah, but even that, that's just speculation.
Yeah, so.
It's not confirmed. Like, you don't have one of them. You don't know where they went. And it's not like Shuri is going to, even at the end. Yeah.
Mm.
But, yeah, even at the end, they don't have concrete proof via the government that these people exist.
Yeah, so. They're still in private, which that's what they wanted. They're like, hey, we don't want to be exposed. Leave us out of it.
We got your back. You scratch ours.
Some Namor comic.
But they're like, but if we get pulled into it,
we coming for your ass. And Namor was fucking smooth. He never raised his voice throughout the whole fucking barely. He was just like, so.
Namor is a real nigga, bro.
Namor was like, I have more soldiers than there are blades of grass. You don't want these problems. But they never really explained how they were able to survive the wounds that Okoye gave them when they were fighting on the bridge. Because she's like, I gave them blows that would have killed them, but then they got back up.
They said something about, like, they have super durability and all that shit.
Okay. But yeah, no.
Because the majority of their people, because unlike in Black Panther, they got their shit. Because remember when they were talking about when Namor was telling his story, all of the people drunk the thing, and then they turned blue, and then they had to go into the water. So they were born with the powers of the Black Panther or the Aqua people.
It's just a bunch of Black Panthers down there.
Yeah,
basically.
Even then, when you reproduce, all that shit is still passing on to the next generation.
And there's no tainted.
It's probably getting stronger.
It's strong bloodline, so there's no tainted blood. There's no, you know, Aquaman. There's no human. Well, he's a mutant, though, so he's still purebred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause his mom. No, yeah, he is purebred.
Stay on the surface very long either.
And he called them his children. Is he fucking in it?
More than likely. He's been alive for like a couple hundred years.
All right, but so if he fucked the first generation, and then the second generation, third generation come along.
Retarded motherfucker.
You got to be fucking your granddaughter or something at some point.
There's enough of them that went underwater in the beginning that is probably like.
Yeah, but still, that's the first generation. They're dying off. His mother died.
Hey, look, Adam and Eve.
I'm done fucking at this point.
Hey, look, they can explain the Adam and Eve shit.
I'm related to you some kind of way.
I can't do this.
Or they might be like Targaryens.
No. Oh, God. Oh, that's fucking. You're my uncle. Like, we're going to make purebred children. Them children are going to come out retarded one day. I promise you, respectfully. Mentally challenged. I'm sorry for those who take offense to that. Mentally challenged children. They don't stop breathing when the bubbles come up.
I need to finish House of Dragon. Baby has to, but.
We haven't finished yet either.
Yeah, she finished in spite of.
We're on 5.
So you just out here watching episodes without your husband.
Well, no. We watched episode 1 and 2 together the other night, and then I was like, "All right, yo, I'm finna go play the game, and we can finish this tomorrow." And she was like, "Yeah, nah, I'm finna keep watching."
Like once you start, you can't stop.
The devil is a lie.
I like finished.
Then why haven't we finished it yet?
I'm waiting on you.
What do you mean waiting on me?
Eli, I would have been finished it by now.
You've been home all week. What's she going to tell you? She's waiting on you.
She got work. I didn't.
Overtime all week. Plus, I was doing the next.
Yeah, plus she like, writing.
So what time were you going to finish with work?
I wasn't getting off until like 7 or 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind.
And then she hits the gym.
Yeah, and then I was going to the gym, and then I was writing because it's National Novel Writing Month.
So
what you going to do in December?
Edit.
And she'll probably be over here editing, probably too.
I can find an agent and get this shit done.
I just wanted to know her answer. That's it.
So Riri is black.
Woo, Riri, little fine ass Jesus.
Respectfully, he love you.
Woo,
he love you.
That little fine motherfucker on the screen.
He love you though, with all of his heart and all of his soul.
Woo.
Nah, it was nice to see Riri and her attitude the whole time.
She had to have been from Compton.
She's like, ooh, they have a recruit from Compton? And they're like, you
don't have a recruit from Compton. Where is Riri from? I don't think they said it.
No, they didn't.
Is she from?
The her attitude.
No, they did. She said she's from Chicago.
Yeah, she did.
So she one of them. She one of them dirt niggas.
And she walked up on our boy, took his phone, and opened his Venmo.
Yeah, like, nigga. She was with the shit. Like, yeah, nigga, you owe me some money. I do wonder if she would have did that in Chicago. But
I don't know.
Maybe she felt real safe doing it at Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Yeah, because they would have been like, yeah, give me your phone. Oh, hold on, bitch.
But even then, that still could have went wrong. It could have been like, hey, officer.
We could have get this back in blood. All right.
But I think because he did probably violate his academic
contract.
Yeah.
They be serious about that stuff. At my school, they're like, you got caught cheating, you got expelled.
Yeah. Dun dun. How do you get caught cheating? No disrespect to what you did in college. How do you get caught? All right, so that fight when they were in the when they were in her dorm room and shit, and she tried to throw the air purifier at old girl.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Give me 5 minutes. And old girl came out the bathroom. And she was like, I gave you 5 minutes.
It's been six.
It's been six.
It's been six.
She threw that. Was it a stereo or something at her? And she pulled out that spear. She was like, where'd you get this?
Where did you get a spear?
She stay strapped. She don't play that bullshit.
Yeah. She's like, you want your spear? She's like, I didn't feel. Look what you made.
Even though that was a great scene, too, with Angela Bassett, or is her name Ramonda in the movie?
Ramonda.
I do believe she had the own emotion when firing Okoye.
Oh, yeah, once Okoye got home after Shuri... Shuri intentionally went down to Telecon.
Yeah. Hold on, ma'am. First of all, and I get that. I get that you're acting emotionally.
She did.
But, ma'am, hold on. Let me also counter, though, that, ma'am, you're right. And
but I
every
have
other.
The door melange and it served the king.
But
no matter what I agree with or disagree with, whoever's on that throne, that's who I have
to serve. And realistically, your son, he should have listened to you. You told him not to take this challenge.
He went through ritualistic combat.
He went
lost,
and he got his ass thrown off the fucking waterfall.
And then in the jock of
ma'am.
Therefore, I serve the king.
Whether we agree or disagree with whatever, I did my duty.
Whoever's on that throne, that's who I serve, like I serve you.
But past that, ma'am, that your... of course, Okoye don't know this at the time because her ass was thrown in the water. But ma'am, your daughter voluntarily went with the motherfuckers.
But she didn't know that, though.
Yeah, she didn't know,
she didn't know that.
But the thing would have known that.
Who?
The artificial intelligence.
The AI.
Yes, it would have.
So once she talked to that, and the thing would have told her, your daughter said to them, take me to Namor. You know, I want to parlay. I want to do whatever.
Like, you can't kill
you should have then reinstated Okoye.
But I just lost my...
I get that.
You would have done the... Anybody in this room would have done the same thing.
I'm gonna say, but also let's be realistic.
But it's also Okoye who served faithfully for so long.
You served faithfully for so long. Even when I'm telling you the confidence that I'm telling you, she's going with me in the field. She'll be good. That's because every fucking mission I've ever done, I've been successful in. Because
I'm still here.
But your son just did a very similar thing in the last Black Panther movie, where he guaranteed everybody he was gonna bring Claw back, and then some unexpected shit happened where Claw couldn't be brought back. And when you got back, you had to tell everybody, y'all, I wasn't able to do it. You know, this is why I wasn't nobody trying to hear that shit.
Yep.
That is some bullshit, dog.
Real quick, I was having this conversation with Philly while y'all were arguing outside the movie. But with Reaver's machine, when they came to her about, hey, you built this thing that detects vibranium, like, why'd you sell it to the CIA? And she's like, I didn't sell it to the CIA. That was a... class project.
Yeah.
That was a class project?
Yeah.
Ma'am.
So,
it belongs to the school.
But I will say too, I get even though the professor sold it, the professor doesn't have the knowledge to build it again.
Yeah, so he would have to go to Riri eventually.
So even if...
I get that.
But even when you talk to the professor... It's kind of like the Alexander Graham Bell with the black guy that actually built
George Washington Carver.
No.
He was a peanut butter guy.
Louis Latimer. Alexander Graham Bell versus Louis Latimer thing. When Alexander Graham Bell is asked to explain how the telephone works, he can't tell you how the telephone works. Louis Latimer can. So it's that kind of situation. Even if he tries to take credit for the vibranium detector machine, once they ask him to either build another one or to explain to us how this works so we can build another one, hey, dog, I don't know.
And then next, you know, Riri gets kidnapped, and then
eventually Riri gets kidnapped, and pointed back to her. Eventually,
she's gonna give.
He's gonna have to go to her and be like, "Hey, we need to build another one." She's like, "Wow."
No, 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 we don't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, and even in that, she.
The CIA and not cut me in.
And I don't even think that was the original design of the machine. That she was trying to do something else.
Probably.
And,
well, also
and then a dare or something happened.
That she did, so they probably rebuilt it that way too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, no. Because she's saying everything that she did, she put it inside that encrypted computer.
Also true. That's literally all.
Yeah.
So she probably built it that size and was like, hey.
Here you go. Here's my project. But the fight with an old girl on the bridge, and he was like, okay. You got it.
Warrior! That nigga called her that shit the rest of the movie. Warrior!
Yeah, they had a respect for one another because like, yeah, right. Your ass.
One thing that I can say is that I think M'Baku calmed the fuck down from the first Black Panther movie.
Yeah. M'Baku,
He's more, he'll listen before he'll start whipping your ass and then ask questions later. He's more of like, he'll listen.
Yeah.
If he don't get the answer that he wants to get, then he'll start whipping your ass.
And I was saying he was like that because he probably didn't get blipped away and he got left trying.
Oh, yeah, we were saying that shit.
So he's like, I need to.
I might need to relax. Nigga,
calm the fuck down.
And I do believe even at the end of the movie, even though he comes in and, you know, basically says, yeah, she's not going to be here. I would like to challenge her throne. That's something with a blessing from her. Because yeah. I don't think Shuri wants to rule.
She doesn't.
Yeah.
Continue working like she has been. And, like,
yeah.
She'll probably still do her duties as princess, but she doesn't want to be queen.
Yeah, and she'll probably still remain the Black Panther. Because I don't believe M'Baku probably wants to become the Black Panther.
Yeah, because M'Baku approached her after the funeral.
The funeral and basically told her, yo.
Like, hey, what do you need?
Oh, yeah. The second funeral when the queen dies.
Yeah. And he comes to her respectfully and basically, hey, look.
He's like,
them niggas ain't going to let you know because they basically try to plot this shit behind your back because they don't believe you're capable of leading. But they're asking to come here with me.
To the Jabari.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. The queen's death was a fucking shock.
Yeah,
James predicted that shit before the movie.
I don't listen to James certain times. I just phased out. I was not expecting that when she was face down and then Riri came back, and then it was just like, yeah, she's gone. So Suri had to bury her brother.
I did look down there at him though, like, you motherfucker.
I did too.
And Silva when Namor punched that nigga.
Yeah.
Would he punch M'Baku? I said, hey, dog, if that nigga dies, swear to God.
M'Baku was like, I want to fight Namor. And then he runs up on Namor, and Namor's like,
that nigga changed his whole tone in the movie.
Yeah, he had
and
a
he was like, hey, what are we going to do about Namor? We kill that nigga.
Yes.
Hold on, they call him the Feather Serpent God.
That motherfucker had Kenpachi energy. And M'Baku had Kenpachi energy for a moment. And he was like, hold on, let me calm
down. He's going to sit down somewhere.
The nigga saw that nigga, oh, there's the fist band. Boom! Hey, dog, we might want to put some respect on that.
Hey, if he didn't have that armor on, he would have been dead.
Boy, what?
He would have been gone.
Yep.
But no, even that, we joking about that. I am thinking that he's saying in that instance, like, I'm not saying I don't believe old boy can't be killed or whatever. What I'm saying is, they look at him as their god. Supposedly, he's been around since the 1600s.
You know, when slavery was happening in his country.
You know, he's been around for quite a while. So if we kill their 500-year-old god.
He's an Aztec Mayan. You know how long the Mayans been gone?
If we kill that nigga, there might be some shit to deal with.
I'm surprised the Simpsons didn't predict that shit. Hold on now.
There might be some shit to deal with. We might. Yeah. We might.
Yeah, but M'Baku
want to consider alternative actions.
He was like, wait a minute. We can't just run up on him. We can't do him like we did Thanos.
But the point like you were making earlier, Black Panther 2, I don't agree with James them talking about Thanos was right. But
no,
somewhat, like maybe 25%. But
his intentions were good, but the way he went about it was
yeah. Like eventually we're gonna have to do something about population control, but
not like this.
Yeah, not like that.
Don't kill off half of life on Earth.
Half a life of the universe.
There's millions of planets out there. You tell me we can't, you know, put a couple of people here, We killed the planet that was a celestial, but we can't put them there. But put some people here. Like we.
You know, there were some other things that could have been done.
Yeah.
But nah, Killmonger. I was never mad at Killmonger all throughout his scenes. I was like,
he's making.
Hey, now I'm making points.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this.
Every time Namor was speaking, it was like, "Hey, man, that he's speaking some bars."
Namor did mention though that when he was growing up, his mother used to tell him about Wakanda, so like they kind of heard he heard about them at some point. And so Wakanda's been around as long as Namor and his people been around. But the thing, because to go back to me trying to figure out how Namor heard about Wakanda being exposed, but he's like, "How'd you hear about Wakanda? You guys been underwater this long, and y'all were." Way over here, there, on the continent of Africa, like.
Well, they're in the water, so.
I'm gonna say. also, now that I'm thinking about it, when what is her name? Nakia. When she goes to the village over there, they basically say like he comes out of the water from time to time.
I wanted to talk about how good Nakia looked the whole fucking time.
That little fine motherfucker.
Respectfully.
I was like, out of love.
Man, it was a few of them all in the movie that I was just like, yo, dog.
If I wasn't married.
Boy.
If I wasn't married.
Riri.
Getting it.
Shuri.
Getting it.
At the end when she was wearing them little short shorts.
Getting it.
I have to say, Shuri's a very handsome woman. I think she's a handsome woman. Yes, she's a handsome woman.
She's probably saying she has manly features. But
she kind of does, but she's a handsome woman.
But she was still a hit, though.
Yes. I'm not saying she looked bad. She looked great.
Yes. And you like them slim anyway.
I was going to say, I'm going to fold her into all kind of shapes.
I'm going to see how much that Duckling Duck going to see how much of that suit can take.
But and especially Riri, little short ass. Ooh, boy.
The red dress was beautiful when she was in the school. And, well, apparently we're not pronouncing Haiti right.
Haiti.
She looked great there. Looked great in her suit. Looked great at the end of the movie. Every time she popped up, I was like, you just look beautiful. That's perfect.
Black is beautiful.
Yes, it is. Especially on that creature there.
But I did like the moment that that Shuri and Namor had after he showed her their home.
I love that whole little interaction between them.
Yeah, they had an understanding, and then he was like, "Look, I just want to protect my home the way you want to protect yours. Can we get on the same page about this?"
Nigga started speaking to her about the world has enslaved people that look like you and me for all the years. That got some bars, boy.
He's like, "Look, I don't want to fight, but if I have to fight, I will, and I'm gonna win."
and I'm gonna fight whoever.
Everybody.
Run up, get done up, nigga.
Anybody could get it.
Honestly, if Shuri still had her beads with her, she could communicate with her mother and be like, "Look, whatever the fuck you think about doing, don't do it. I'm fine."
And then the movie would have ended.
But
because he still would have been. He was still like talking about killing Riri.
Yeah, he was. But he was also saying, if we take her back to Wakanda and keep her there.
Yeah, but he was saying he wasn't with that.
Also true.
Yeah, he was like, "Nah, I can't just ride with that."
They were on the same page until that point. Yeah. So
and then Angela Bassett blew the horn, and then he was like, "All right, let me go have this conversation right quick."
But even in that, like, that's why I was arguing with James. I'm saying, hey, bro, all Namor did is keep his word all fucking movie.
Yeah, he's like,
that's all he did.
He's like, if you come in here, you fight.
Question. Y'all saying that the people who was fighting on the bridge, the blue people fighting on the bridge, did die?
No.
How did the one in the water die? By, what's her name?
Because she got stabbed with vibranium or hit with a vibranium weapon.
You can't cut a diamond with something else. You got to cut a diamond with a diamond. So you got to cut vibranium with vibranium.
That still doesn't make sense. Because they would have had a vibranium spear.
And she cut them on the bridge, and they were just like, Well, she slashed at them.
Tell them would suffocate them? Because they, like, some of them had the equipment.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it cut off the other thing.
But if you take off those, then. But then also.
That's
on
a
the
great
bridge,
question.
But also on the bridge, the general, he took off his mask and gave it to Shuri so she could breathe underwater. But then they also jumped in the water right after.
Yeah.
So they could probably survive on land for a little bit, but not long.
Unlike Aquaman.
Aquaman has both of them.
Yeah.
But and he can be on land for quite a while.
A while.
Yeah, but Namor can't. He can be up there for a minute, but then he has to go back down.
The ultimate waterbender.
I wonder if maybe he can. He just probably needs a constant supply of water.
Just a touch of water.
He needs a fish tank.
Or does it have to be ocean water? Does it have to be salt water?
I mean, well, since he's a mutant in both, so that's something they got to be looked up.
Because that's probably what
I was going to say. I might have to start some like, Namor comics.
Hand me my phone.
He's probably going to go get her. So question. But it's there's a lot to be answered.
I was going
to
say, I got to rewatch it. Namor, you know, just first look.
I'm definitely going to be watching it more carefully tomorrow when I go see it again. But
I don't know when I'm going to see it again.
My grandma wants to go.
It's November. That came out November 11th. 30 days would be December 11th. 15 days after that would be somewhere near Christmas.
Yeah.
So if they've been doing what they... If they keep doing what they've been doing... It should be on Disney Plus around Christmas time.
But no, it was kind of crazy to watch Wakanda get attacked, because we've seen it as such like this strong pillar of strength, and then it just got wrecked.
But also, it's by people that hasn't been anywhere near that level of technological warfare.
That too.
Or brute strength.
The Shuri had made the point, like, their weapons are made of vibranium, and they said they have more soldiers than there are blades of grass. That's a fight we probably don't want.
And they can come up on.
We don't have a way currently to defend against them, to like stop them from getting in here.
It's like the moment with Byakuya in Bleach that we watched last night, where he'd been fighting for so long, where he was just demolishing people, and the guy's like, oh yeah, that feeling you're feeling, it's not poison, that's fear. He's like, you're so used to being the stronger person in a fight that you haven't felt fear
in quite a while.
So now you're wondering why your limbs are heavy, you're scared.
Little bitch.
Nah, fuck that, dog. That nigga was putting them paws on Byakuya.
With his own fucking Bunkai, too. But I digress.
We gonna have that discussion another time.
Yeah, because that panda.
All the Stern Ritters are bitches.
I was sitting there watching him. Byakuya was probably like, get hit. He's like, I'm hitting people with this. I need to calm the fuck down.
The manga, like I told you, the manga panel for what he got dealt with in the fucking show, it's way worse than what they fucking show. It's nothing but.
Are you working overtime this week?
Probably. Christmas coming up. I got money.
Nah, I get that. I was gonna say, if you're not working overtime Monday, or even if you are, gather up the energy, take some vitamin C, some Red Bull, whatever. Get your ass over here and watch Bleach, because next episode you see Yamamoto's Bankai. And that is some shit.
Piss was an understatement. Piss was an understatement. That motherfucker was like, this motherfucker trained. This motherfucker was like, he trained for his Bankai for 2,000 years and never used it. And you think that shit's gonna scratch me? You know what? I like toasting. That nigga hit him
with the one hit.
That nigga. And then everybody, I'm sorry we're getting off the subject, but that motherfucker, everybody in the Soul Society was like, oh shit, the head captain,
he's mad.
Everybody got the fuck up and was like, if this motherfucker's still fighting, then we got to get the fuck up. Like, yeah, fuck the power of friendship, nigga.
Yeah, But back to Black Panther. After Namor attacked Wakanda and had killed the queen, he looked at Shuri and like, "You're queen now." And it was like,
"You're queen now."
He's like, "I'll be back in a week."
That was interesting.
Very much. So. Very much so. He's like, "I'll be back in a week."
Bury your dead. Mourn your losses. And when I come back,
I need
either be prepared to meet my demands or fight.
Because you're going to do one of them.
But see, that's what I was telling Jason. That nigga was a real nigga all movie.
Yep.
He said, "Yo, this is what I'm going to do. Please don't make me do what I said I'm going to do."
Question.
I'm not going to be made to look like a liar, bro.
So question, like, if they... Since she made the, so eventually they, she came back to Wakanda, Shuri came back to Wakanda, and Namor gave her a bracelet that belonged to his mother, right?
Yeah.
So then she took the, bracelet, and then she was just like, "You know what, if this is made of fucking the vibranium stuff, then you know what, maybe I can probably synthesize it to get the fucking fruit again, so that way we can get the powers."
Herb, I believe that would be a vegetable.
Herb.
Y'all know what the fuck I'm trying to say. So, you know, if she, like, if they would have had that at the beginning of the movie, they would have known, like, all of this wouldn't have been fucking happening. But either way.
Because T'Challa would still be here.
Yeah.
She was also reluctant to take on the mantle of Black Panther, too. So.
But then she also was just like, "I'm not about to have these motherfuckers run up in my house and do whatever going to do. So we got to do."
She got to the point of anger where she's like, "I've lost my mother,
my brother,
my father. What else I got to lose?" She was at that point.
Yeah, nah, we gonna have to make something happen.
So when she took the herb and ended up in the ancestral plane, and
woo, that was beautiful.
I was gonna say, I really, really, really hate the fact that Angela Bassett's husband kind of spoiled that.
He did.
There was an interview that they did way back. I believe it was like in 2020 before. No. It was after Chadwick died. So it may have been late 2020, early 2021. But they're doing an interview and they're asking who all came back. And he's like, "Everybody came back." They're asking Angela for one. "Dog, you shut the fuck up. Ain't nobody talking to you. You don't play in the movie. Nigga, Disney ain't cut you one check. Shut the fuck up."
Well, I'm married to Angela Bassett, so the check's
shut
coming to somebody.
Shut the fuck up.
Check
we
coming
not
to somebody.
Talking to you.
Check.
But
to
in that, they ask, he goes, "Everybody's coming back." And they go, "Michael B. Jordan?" And he reemphasizes, "Everybody's coming back." And, like, you see Angela Bassett looking at him like she's cutting daggers in him.
Yeah, that was.
Like, yo, dog, shut the fuck up.
Disrespectfully.
We're under contract.
No, I'm not.
She's like, "I'm not about to lose Disney money on top of Marvel movie on top of Black Panther money."
That's probably why they killed off. Hey, look, your husband out there. Yeah, we can't have that. So but since he can't shut the fuck up.
We're going to have to shut you the fuck up forever.
Yeah, when she went to the ancestral plane and she
I'm
was
sorry,
in the
I'm
throne room. And she ended up in the throne room. We thought she was going to see her mom. But
yeah.
To
ooh,
see
Killmonger.
To see Killmonger on the throne. Just.
Hey, man, I need to get that white outfit, though, because that shit was slick as fuck.
What?
That shit was slick as fuck, bro. Speaking of that. There was a TikTok that popped up. I think I did send it to you. When in Black Panther 1, when Killmonger went to go see
his dad.
To see his dad, he was in the apartment, but there were bars on the window.
And outside, you can see their ancestral plane.
Yeah.
And they say that's because he betrayed Wakanda. He's cut off from all the other ancestors.
So he's stuck in that one-bedroom apartment forever. Damn. It's gotta be Beyonce.
It is. I love this little song though.
Renaissance is pretty good.
Oh, is this TikTok song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why. All right.
Renaissance is pretty good though. But
is it though?
Yeah.
It is. Like, listen to it again now.
He's never listened to it.
Oh, okay. So yeah, again, listen to it. I didn't like it on first listen, but because dance is really my shit. But the more and more like I listen to it,
It's a good part.
It's a good album.
The Wakanda should have played this when they were on the boat. They should have played this on the boat.
We're going to
get fucked up tonight. Yeah, we're going
to
get fucked up tonight.
Here's the thing. That was the dumbest fucking decision the Wakandas could have ever made. Why are you on a boat in the middle of the ocean against people that
are strong in the water?
Why would you fight them?
But I kind of get it. We couldn't have them do that kind of damage to Wakanda again.
That too.
So we had to meet them. They could have went to Hawaii for all we care or something, or Madagascar.
Nigga, they could have brought it to Washington, D.C. Let's fuck up the White House.
No, we got white folk for that.
The president was like, attack Wakanda. And
yeah, yeah. Hey, fuck up all this.
Hey, we about to...
Meet me over here.
And then let us see us come together afterwards and be like, run up. Get to...
run up.
We get to each other, we going to do that to you.
Is their fight... Somebody read somewhere that they think that's one of the most brutal fights. In the MCU because he sticks the spear through her.
Mm.
I wouldn't say it's in the top 10, but I wouldn't say the most brutal.
In terms of on screen with Marvel? Yeah. Think of another moment where you see something that technically quote unquote brutal in Marvel.
Iron Man's parents getting killed.
You don't see them get killed.
Yeah, we see them. You see him go and her neck go.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
You see him reaching the car.
We see it in spirit.
And then you see them cut away.
I just like Aragorn.
Yeah, but like, yeah, on screen, we see him stick the fucking spear through her stomach. That if you're not in a vibranium suit,
that would kill you. And she was very far from the ship, which was already fucked up. And they're probably very far from Wakanda.
And but she did take the serum, so the serum from she did take the serum from the Atlantic from the water people, so she probably held up.
Yeah.
It hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it definitely hurt.
But she was able to heal herself from that shit.
Yeah.
But she blew that shit. She got his ass.
That whole final fight between them and then seeing the Midnight Angel suits and Okoye fight the guard again. He said something though that kind of upset
Warrior.
Me. He said something that kind of upset me though, because she was speaking their native tongue, and he was like, "Oh, you know our tongue, then so you'll be able to speak to your ancestors." I don't know if y'all caught that.
Yeah, I heard.
Well, read. Ooh. I was like, "Ooh, that's a little."
I mean, but they came for all the smoke, though.
They did. They did. Every time they ran up on each other, it was like, "All right, we're there with you. You on 10, we on 10."
I am going to ask y'all something that I have mixed feelings about.
What?
But not for the reason that other people would probably think I have mixed feelings about. How do y'all feel about the LGBTQ representation in the movie?
What about it?
It was a slight moment.
What? At the end.
Oh, yeah, at the end.
I mean, it is what
it's
is.
It's not surprising. It's the Dora Milaje and they work together lifetimes.
But this is why I have a slight whatever about it. If it's just for representation, and if it's coming from the storyline, because there's a storyline, World of Wakanda, where two of the Dora Milaje are actually in love with each other and they disband from the Dora Milaje and are in open rebellion of the kingdom.
Oh.
It's actually a great storyline. And if that's the reason they're doing it, I'm with it. But the first movie, there was a criticism about them missing representation when they had a clear opportunity in the Dora Milaje about where they could have slipped it in. And if it's in response to that, I don't like it.
Well, here's the thing with the
first one. But if it's something organic, then I'm with it.
Well, I mean, here's the thing with the first one. With the first Black Panther movie, it wasn't just the Black Panther's introduction as a solo character in the Marvel Universe. It was the introduction to Wakanda and their history, the Dora Milaje, Vibranium, yeah, how they work, and the royal family and what's been going on with them, with the king's brother and his son. There was a lot going on in that first movie, so I don't think there would have been a chance for that moment to happen and be noticed. But with it being at the end of this most recent movie and it being like, all right, we're good, we're back to where we need to be, we can go back to living our lives.
Yeah, because we don't want a homosexual Killmonger. Hey, auntie.
You so
stop. Hey.
And with them being in full uniform, you probably wouldn't see them having PDA because they're like, we're in uniform, respect the uniform.
But that was my thing with that criticism of the first movie, that like, all when Black Panther came out, wasn't it like one of the most top rated Rotten Tomato movies at a 98%?
Yeah.
Shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I think even now it's still like at 93% or
something. Probably at a hundred at this point.
It's like 87.
The original?
The first one? Oh, the original. Oh, okay, never mind. Hold on.
You're going to look it up. Ain't no need for both of us to look it up.
They put your phone down, son. She comes back from the ancestral plane after talking to Killmonger. And she's like, it didn't work. She didn't work. And she thought she was going to see her parents or her brother.
96.
Or her mom or what 96. Have you. And she was pissed off about that whole situation. I mean, but it was needed because she was like, he was like, yeah, you want to make the fucking world burn. We still have, like, we have this.
You got something late.
Yeah. So, but then afterwards she was like, it didn't work. And then she hit one of the suits and it just hit the fucking wall. She was like, oh shit, it worked. So she had her father's helmet and her brother's helmet. And then instead of going to that, she went to Killmonger's helmet, and she was just like, yeah, we gonna do this.
Yeah, which is why, because the whole time leading up to this, when they finally showed the suit in the trailers, I was like, why is there so much gold in it? And honestly, I don't like the suit. It looks kind of gaudy, and it looks kind of, I personally don't like the suit.
And like I was saying, they're probably if that's gonna happen again, if she's gonna be a Black Panther in another movie, so they're probably gonna tweak.
We can't?
Huh?
Go ahead.
Now, what'd you say?
I was saying, you can interrupt her, but we can't.
Hell no. I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you?
A little bit.
All right, I'm going to shut the hell up right quick.
Anyway, what I was saying, it finally made more sense when we finally saw Killmonger in the ancestral plane talking to Shuri about why her suit was as gold as it was, because she takes after him in terms of like what the Black Panther represents. Because with him, he was like, Black Panther means strength and power and like fighting and like we're gonna win this shit, whereas T'Challa and his father were like, this is nobility, this is power, this is like a representation of what Wakanda is. Yeah. Whereas with Killmonger, sure, they're like, no, we're strong, so we got to fuck y'all up. So
why didn't
right,
so why did they have him in that place instead of like with the trees and shit? Is it because of what he did? I don't think he was excommunicated from the ancestors or anything.
I think it was more so, it was for Shuri. So whoever goes into the ancestral plane to assume the powers of the Black Panther, they go to a place that's significant to them. That's probably why Killmonger went to the apartment.
That's where she first comes in contact with Killmonger, for one.
Also true. But it's where she also lost her mother and stuff like that. So that's significant. That's a significant place for her.
Right.
And then when Killmonger went to the ancestral plane, he went back to his old childhood apartment where he found his father and where he grew up with his father.
Right.
That's significant to him.
Okay.
And then T'Challa went back to the actual field where all the other Black Panthers were. So he kind of had a more deeper
father.
Yeah. There. So I think it's significant to the person who's assuming the powers of Black Panther that they go and do that. Another theory that probably could have worked is that you talk to whoever was the previous Black Panther, because T'Challa talked to his father, but then Killmonger didn't talk to his.
No, but that makes a valid point, because the last Black Panther
would have been Killmonger.
Yeah, because he saw. Yeah,
but then or T'Challa took him back after that.
Because they fought. And T'Challa lost. And then Killmonger
got another herb when they found.
Yeah, but still, but that it's just like the it's just like when you were talking about the Hokages and shit. He's the last one
that actually went through the whole
process, like the ceremonial way.
Technically, but they also buried him when they found him in the Jabari Mountains.
Yeah, but they buried him in the snow.
They buried Killmonger in the snow.
Buried T'Challa.
Oh, T'Challa in the snow. Yeah. So still though.
But it wasn't overseen by a priest and all that, like it usually would have been.
In the cavern that they do it in usually and stuff like that.
Yeah, because they killed Forrest Whitaker off.
And they burned the herb and got rid of all that.
Yeah, they sure did.
So.
Yeah.
But it was those final moments were definitely.
I can't wait to watch the breakdown of this movie.
So we saw when she was, when she had Namor on the ground after she blew his back out with that bomb with the fire. I was trying to find a way to say it without it coming out, but there was no way to say it. When she had him pinned to the ground, she had the spear, and she was looking at him.
For a brief moment, she saw her mom.
She saw
in the
mom.
Ancestral plane, and her mom was like, just Shuri. Like, hey, hey.
Don't kill that nigga.
She's like, this isn't who we are.
No, show him who you are. I am. You trying to have me show him who you are.
But yeah, the fact that
is powerful artwork.
Oh, damn. Oh, but the chain's broken at the top.
It is.
Is that a noose? I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that, bro.
But it's a it's representation of whips and chains and the gold chain being a noose around your neck.
Oh, wait. It's broken up at the top. All right. Yeah. So it's a broken noose. All right. Cool, 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 cool.
And you have a black woman laying it on you.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not saying nothing.
But it was to have Namor and Shuri finally come together in the end, and she's like, look, leave us alone. And
we promise we won't promise tell nobody.
And we promise to keep them away from the vibranium. But don't come for us again.
And
I yield. Do you yield?
I do not.
I wonder if old girl felt that way about him kneeling to the Wakanda. How she gonna feel when he fucked the dog shit out of Sue Storm? When he pinned that white lady ankles behind her head. What you gonna do?
Under the sea. Under the sea. Down where it's better. She's showing off his wetter. Take it from me.
Ooh, it sound like the water.
I'm surprised you didn't see the Little Mermaid in there, though.
Get out. Get the fuck out.
Wait a minute. Little Mermaid is Disney, right? But yeah. It's not Marvel. It's not Marvel, though. So.
Ooh, look at that. Just sounds like the water. Sounds like the waves.
Personally, it's Marvel, but it's also Disney.
Oh, facts. Shit.
Facts.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait
and
a minute.
Ariel and Hercules are cousins.
Wait a minute. And then in Love and Thunder, facts. Love and Thunder, Hercules popped up in Love and Thunder. So.
Yeah.
hold on. So there's two fucking cities in Marvel.
What?
If Hercules is Marvel and Hercules is the cousin of Ariel, then that means they have the city of Atlantis is got to be somewhere. In fucking somewhere.
Somewhere.
It's probably in the Pacific or in Atlantic.
Cause isn't, no, Telecon's in the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Cause he came out smooth as fuck out the water, just slicked his hair back.
He's like, hey.
Hey, auntie.
All the bitches.
No, but it was, and then after the whole fighting was done, we did see Desfontaines. She popped up very briefly.
Oh, the lady.
Yeah, and we found out she was the ex-wife of Agent. What's his name? That was a shock.
Yeah. How did he get that?
We're like, y'all are married. But
she was probably the man all the time.
Oh my God.
That's probably why they got divorced.
But at the end of the movie, it was nice to see Shuri have that moment of mourning and kind of having that moment to where, because when she first went to do the burning of the funeral rose with her mother, her mom was like, I feel him in the wind and hear him in the water and stuff like that. And Shuri had that moment where she closed her eyes and felt him in the wind and heard him in the water and had that moment that she
that
was
shit.
About. So. We had several moments of silence in that movie, not only for T'Challa, but for the Queen, and then again T'Challa, and it was like,
y'all want me to cry? Y'all want me to shed a thug tear, a panther tear up in this motherfucker though?
And then the movie ended,
and then
the credits rolled.
Hold on, before you say that, the Queen was trying to tell her.
Yeah, she
the
was.
Queen was trying to tell her when she was doing the role of the burning of the rose. She was like, I have to tell
There's
you something
about your brother that you need to know.
Yeah.
And then Namor popped up. And then she didn't get a chance to tell her. And then we found out what it was that she was trying to tell her. Turns out that Nakia and T'Challa had a son.
And the music is perfect.
His French name is Toussaint, but his Wakanda name is T'Challa.
Prince T'Challa.
Prince T'Challa. T'Challa.
T'Challa.
T'Challa.
The tamale.
I can't talk.
The tamale.
Prince T'Challa, son of T'Challa. So it was definitely like a heartwarming moment to be like, all right, his legacy lives on. And it's... But I felt kind of bad a little bit because Chadwick Boseman and his actual wife don't have any children. So...
You know what I'm halfway mad at? Or not...
Him having a child?
No.
Okay.
they missed the opportunity to involve Bast more in the
yes.
Black Panther story.
They mentioned Bast briefly in the beginning.
Yeah, where she's like, if you...
When they're praying.
Yeah, da-da-da-da-da, I'll never question your existence again.
Well, not even...
Which was perfect to set up for her to, in this time of need, to visit Shuri and go...
Hey. I'm here.
I can give you the power of the Black Panther.
Yeah, and they
outside of the earth.
When Killmonger was talking to Shuri when she was in there, he was like, oh, you didn't think this existed, did you? You never believed in it. She's like, and that's when she admitted, I never believed in it. So now she's seeing it. She'll probably have more of a spiritual moment with Bast later.
Maybe that can lead to Black Panther 3.
Yeah.
Or they could have done it to where, like, Bast came and showed herself to her and was like, hey, I am the god, yada, 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 yada. And then she was like, I can't give you what you need to hear. And then Killmonger comes out. It's just like, hey, cousin, or some shit like that.
That would have been great.
That would have been good. Just be like, hey.
Because it was Shuri dealing with her grief and accepting the spirituality of Bast and Wakandans and what they believe and stuff. Because she was a woman of science.
Yeah.
So she's like, ancestral plan. I don't know what that's about.
She goes to the ancestral plan and be like, damn, I was wrong this whole time.
Yeah, it was heartwarming to see Nakia with their son and have him be brought in. So we'll see what they do with that portion of the story. Because I don't believe Shuri's going to run back home and be like, I got a nephew.
Oh, hell no.
No, she's not going to do that. Because I don't even know if she's going to go straight home either, because I think she might be staying with Nakia for a while.
Yeah.
So. She's a school teacher. I love it.
That's a beautiful school too, but
on the water too. So all right, y'all, field trip the ocean.
Gotta be careful about that now.
Yeah, but it was definitely, like I mentioned the other day with the post, it was beautiful tribute. They respected his foundation. They didn't lean too heavily on it. They paid respects where they were supposed to, and they did a good movie by themselves.
I saw kind of another reference to the comics in there, too. There's a comic. Is it Deadpool versus Black Panther? Or Black Panther versus Deadpool? But there's a comic somewhere where T'Challa is actually, like, training in a room. And it's because of something he accomplished, maybe curing death or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to reread it. But basically, he asked his mother, like, you know, no ego, no whatever. Am I the greatest Black Panther to ever live if I conquer death? And they make a statement, something similar to that, like Nakia said something to Shuri about you recreating this earth is one of the greatest achievements since the first Black Panther.
Yes. So,
I'm thinking about Secret Wars, and I'm thinking about like Black Panther is in Secret Wars, right? So that's gonna be like phase 6 when that happens. So what I'm thinking is, if they do bring Black Panther into it, it might be after the years his son might end up taking the mantle of Black Panther and them doing that. Maybe. That could be a possibility.
Maybe.
And then since the multiverse is open, there is a timeline where his son is the daggone, his son would be the Black Panther. It's the multiverse. It's possible to fucking happen.
So, with Black Panther 2 out there, what do you guys see within, like, the next coming up movies? Not talking about Secret Wars and all that for, like, 10 years down the road, but with, like, in the next setup for, like, the big major movie for Phase 5.
I do hope we get a Black Panther 3, but from what I read, that is currently contingent upon the success of Black Panther 2. And with so many of us being stupid, I'm hoping it's good, but I see so far it's made about $185 million over the weekend, or the first, 2 days, because there's no way they can be counting Saturday in that.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll get final numbers on Monday.
Yeah, so.
That's what we used to do when I was in, our teacher literally had us check the box office numbers for that weekend every Monday in class. It was like, how's everybody doing on the weekends? So then we would check, so.
Yeah, so. I forgot. I'm hoping it's good, but, wait, what was spent? What was the budget for Black Panther 2.
They was like, hey man, here's the card.
Budget for Black Panther 2.
They're like, here's the card, do what y'all need to do. They gave him the black card too.
$250 million.
So they about to make that.
Yeah, they about already made that. So anything past that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they'll make their money back. I think they'll get more people going once word of mouth starts spreading from audience reviews.
Did Shang-Chi make a billion?
I don't think it did.
Let me see.
I don't think it did. We were talking about, after the movie, we were talking about Young Avengers.
No Way Home made a billion.
We were talking about Young Avengers.
Yeah, well, they've been setting up for Young Avengers for a minute now.
Box office for Shang-Chi was $432.2 million, and budget was $150 to $200 million.
Okay.
So they made their money back.
So they doubled their trouble for their trouble.
Yeah, but with Marvel, they want more than that. So.
Yeah, but No Way Home made a billion, right?
Let's see. I believe it did.
That is actor.
And I'm pretty sure Thor: Love and Thunder didn't.
No. Yeah,
box office made $1.9 billion and the budget was $200
million. Yeah.
So they made almost 10 times the money.
Yeah, get it. We all need all
whatever that was just playing by Burna Boy sample, Toni Braxton.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da.
What did Thor: Love and Thunder make?
Let's see.
And what was the movie before Love and Thunder?
Eternals.
That was the movie before Love and Thunder?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Box office was $760.8 million and budget was $250
million. $700 million, you said?
$760 million.
Okay.
Oh, well. Lucky them.
Yeah, I think before Love and Thunder was Eternals.
Hold on.
That was birthday 2 years ago.
I thought that was last year.
We already had this conversation, man.
Yeah.
Was it 2 years ago?
Films.
I know, it was your birthday Eternals. Last year.
It was my birthday
no
last
way
year.
No Way Home. Doctor Strange.
Oh, Doctor Strange.
So what did Doctor Strange make?
With Eternals, they got a 47% on Rotten Tomatoes. Their box office was $402.1 million and budget was $200 million.
Yeah, but
so I guess the average budget right now is $200 million for Marvel movies.
Yeah.
But, let's see. Multiverse of Madness. They almost made a billion. They were close. $955.7 million.
Okay.
Somebody got something up underneath the table.
And budget was $200 million.
They made a billion, but since
someone... Average budget right now.
All in all, Black Panther was an amazing movie. They did everything... It was righteous.
Yeah, so it looks like it's on track to be successful to get a 3.
Yeah, so go watch it. We all gave it an 8 out of 10, which is a solid score, I feel like, especially for a follow-up, especially without its main star there.
Yeah.
It was a great watch. The action was good. It was paced nicely. I didn't have any moments where it was like, all right, y'all need to hurry up. But everyone did a wonderful job. It was great to see a lot of familiar faces and then to see Riri come in and see Ironheart in the suit and see all of that.
I wonder, is she going to rebuild her suit in Ironheart series? But
I mean, she's going to be in Wakanda.
She went home.
She's going to go back to Wakanda to build
and
her
Wakanda
suit.
And Wakanda kept the suit.
Yeah, they said they couldn't let her take the suit.
She's going to go back to Wakanda and make something better.
Eventually, but I don't know if it's going to be anytime soon. Because she's still in school.
Oh, yeah. She in college, though.
Yeah.
She grown.
But Wakanda was a great movie. We had fun. They argued for like 20 minutes outside the movie after we left.
People had to go to work the next morning, or we would have been out there for some hours.
Facts.
But definitely go see it. See it with friends, family.
Grandmother.
I don't necessarily need to see a lot of the other Marvel movies to catch up with this one. All you need to know is that there was a snap in 5 years past, and now we're here.
Not the Slim Jim.
I was gonna say Black Panther Endgame, and you good.
Yeah, I told my grandmother, I'm like, you really don't. That's you don't really need
Infinity
to know too
War.
Much.
Yeah.
Black
yeah.
Panther, Infinity War, Endgame, you good.
That's it. Yeah. So, I think that was all we got.
Yep.
Anything else we need to add or say or do?
Nope. I got a thing for you.
There is no T'Challa Jr. in comics.
Oh.
He is a brand new character.
Interesting.
So that may be like leaning towards a recast or whatnot, but his, like I would tell James them, He has a son with Storm, but his son is named Azari, who is, I believe, has the power of super speed.
So he's a speedster.
Yeah.
So he's a Black Panther with speed.
He actually never becomes a Black Panther in comics, as far as I know.
And you know a lot.
So.
Right. I would literally slow dance to this on my wedding day. This would be a good slow dance, a private dance. Ooh, I would slow dance the hell out of this.
But that's our episode. Thank you for listening to Episode Box, as always.
Do speedsters slow dance on their weddings? Was it like a quick thing?
DJ, go ahead and hit that stop button.
Go ahead.
Oh, I did.
Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of Episode Box. You can follow us on Twitter at Epic Soapbox.
Also follow us on Facebook on Epic Soapbox.
Instagram at Epic Soapbox.
Follow us on YouTube at Epic Soapbox Podcast. Like, comment, subscribe, and leave ideas on what you wanted to hear.
Also, you can listen to us at Google Podcasts, Google Play Music, iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere that you can listen to podcasts.
And thanks again for listening to Epic Soapbox. EPOCH
Soapbox.